Hello, my friends. It is time for the Morning Mindset. I'm glad you're here. It's our opportunity to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word today. And I'm glad you're here as well because you are part of something bigger than yourself. It's called the church, the body of Christ, those who have placed their faith in Jesus. We are a part of something massively big, eternally big, and we are able to make a difference for the kingdom of God. Today, we're going to be talking about exactly how we can make a difference. And let me start off into the subject by getting you to think about this question. Have you had a time in your life when you were in desperate need and somebody stepped in to help you? I think most of us probably could say, yes, I've experienced that. Now, what did that feel like? How did it make you feel toward that person? And did it make you turn your eyes to heaven and say, thank God for this person? I think most of us have experienced that. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, how each of us can make a difference in this world for the sake of the kingdom of God. But before we get started, I want to mention our episode sponsor today. It is the Amazing Greats podcast. It's a Christian podcast that features interviews with well-known Christians in various fields. The latest episode is with the former lead singer from Santana, Leon Patillo. Now, I listened to Leon Patillo when I was in high school growing up and just loved his music, great Christian music. So check out amazinggreats.net to hear that episode and many others. And if you would like to be a daily sponsor on the Morning Mindset, you can do so by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor. Okay, friends, let's pray together as we dig into this issue of making a difference for the sake of God's kingdom. Our Father, we need your help to see how you use us and what we can do to be the person who is usable. We're asking you to do this in Jesus' name. Okay, we are in this Christian behavior series, and we're looking at Romans chapter 12, verse number 13. The Apostle Paul writes, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Now, there is a whole lot more here than it might look like on the surface. We're just going to deal with the first half of this verse today, where he says, contribute to the needs of the saints. Now, it's helpful if we start at the back end of that phrase and kind of work our way back to the front. Saints, we need to know who the saints are. Now, in some traditions, there are these people designated as saints by the church. That is not at all what we're talking about. What we're talking about here, and the way Paul uses the word saints, is he uses that word to refer to anybody who has come into the family of God by virtue of their faith in Jesus Christ. So that means you, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, are considered a saint in biblical terms. So am I. Anybody who is in the family of God through their faith in Jesus is a saint. So when Paul says contribute to the needs of the saints, he has specifically in mind other believers in Jesus Christ. So look around you for a moment in the context in which you live. Who are the saints around you? Might be your spouse or your children, might be family members, might be people in your church that you go to on a Sunday or a Saturday whenever you attend worship. There are people in those gatherings, I can guarantee you, who have needs. And we as believers in Jesus are to have one of the distinguishing features of our behavior be that we contribute to the needs of those who are in the faith. Now, friends, let's think about the impact this sort of behavior would have in the world if we were obedient in doing it. Let's say there's a single mother in your church family who has had a car that's malfunctioned and she needs a repair. And you have some money, maybe not the whole amount, but you have some money you could contribute toward that need. What if you gathered up others in your small group or in your church and you said, hey, all of us can come around, let's just say her name's Mary. We can come around Mary and we can help her do this according to Romans 12, 13, contribute to the needs of the saints. And friends, you could make a difference in Mary's life. And what is more, you are making a difference for the sake of the kingdom of God. And here's how. When other people get wind of what's happened, that Mary had this need, and the people in her church family rallied around her and practically helped her meet a need. Doesn't that make Jesus and belief in Jesus look good in the eyes of other people? Don't you think that will draw people in, saying to themselves, I want to be a part of a community like that? Because I love the idea of helping others, and I also think there will come a time when I might need help. And friends, that's an open door for us to share the love and grace of Jesus, not just through meeting of needs, because He is the need meter who met our need when we were lost and dead in our sin. Lord Jesus, we are asking You to be our need meter even now. Fill us up with Your strength and Your confidence that if we contribute to the needs of the saints, You will take care of us, and You'll make sure our needs are met as well. We ask it in Jesus' name. Well, friends, that is a wrap for this episode of The Morning Mindset. If you would like to know more about what it means to be a Christian and how to become a Christian, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. That link is in the description for this episode. I also want to remind you to check out our episode sponsor. You'll find a link to their information in the description of this episode. Right there, you'll also find out how you can become a daily sponsor of The Morning Mindset. You can do so anonymously, in memory of someone, or simply to let others know you support The Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor.